Everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast. Well, hello, Broccoli.
Hello. I'm just going to go check if the camera's rolling.
Check if the camera's rolling, yeah. Good idea, young man.
Yeah, we're ready.
Yep. Nothing like Broccoli's preparation. It's always after the fact. It's like, should be called pro-preation with Broccoli. It's like, is pro mean after?
I have no clue. I
think so. Anyway.
Pro?
Pro, like, pro, pre and pro. Is it pro?
Ah. Would not have a clue.
I think it is.
Comment below.
Can't remember. Anyway, I had a topic that I wanted to chat about today, and then I think there's another topic that popped into our mind today, and I think we'll mix them both together.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. This is one of my owners ringing me. Just one second.
No worries. Rolls.
Sorry about that. Just had to take a phone call from an owner. That's nothing like service. You got to take care of your service. So look, one thing that, you know what really interests me a lot? I actually just saw one then, and it's like, I'll get it if I can. I know where it was, but like, so this guy, you might be able to hear it.
We're now over 32 different fitness experts where we digitalize their skills. We created...
Is that one?
Yeah. There's
Gary V. So now I can't turn it off. So hang on. Wait on. Hold on. So this guy generated $1.19 million in 18 months. Right. And he's about 12, maybe 13. And he's talking about like fitness thing.
Yeah.
And then Gary V is talking about like the whole of society is wrong about what 22 and 30 year olds should do. I really find it interesting how many people get on there and say, they're the only one with the answer and everyone else is wrong, and I've got a million followers in 30 days and I just made $1.1 million in 18 months. Like, it's extraordinary.
Outrageous.
Like, I don't actually, like, then you never see these people again.
Yeah, that is so true.
It like, they pop up. This is not the topic, by the way, but it really intrigues me. Like, Gary V sits there and puts rubbish on everyone. Everyone apart from him is wrong, I think.
Pretty much.
It's really, like, he actually said he wants to go to India. I don't know if anyone saw it. And punch all the parents in the mouth.
Because
they're so bad parents about making their kids want to be doctors or lawyers. I get what he's saying. Like, I get it. But, gee, it's a little bit like when I was growing up kickboxing.
Yeah.
Or karate.
Yeah.
Everyone was an Australian champion. Mm. Oh, mate, don't mess with that guy. He's Australian champion kickboxer.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, mate, you meet another guy. Yeah, mate, I'm Australian champion kickboxer. Like, is everyone the Australian champion? Like, is anyone even bad at it? They're all, like, great at it. And they're all Australian champions. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's sort of like this, oh, I don't know, it's a funny thing. So, anyway, we'll just stick to our little thing.
Random.
Yeah. So, law of attraction and business. I think that's an interesting one. Law of attraction and business. And falling off the wagon. They're the two topics I was going to talk about today, because falling off the wagon, I think it's a big one. I think that's where a lot of people actually get disappointed with themselves and down, and it happens a lot. Like, if you want to lose weight, how many times Easter comes around and you've eaten four Easter eggs, and then you sit there for the next day going, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Feeling depressed about
yourself. Or drug addiction. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of teenagers. You know, I have a son that's, son and daughter, struggling with drugs big time. And I was a drug addict myself. And I reckon you fall off the wagon way more than you expect to.
Yeah, 100%.
Until you get to the point where you don't do it anymore. And that includes weight, fitness. That's why I like the 31 minutes, because it's achievable. Mm. You know, a mate of mine just wrote me a message yesterday about the 31 minutes, and he's just gone through chemo.
Yeah,
and
he's sick. Sorry,
yeah, chemo. And he's saying, you know, thanks. It inspired him to still go to 31 minutes even after chemo that day. He said, I was just feeling sick, tired, whatever. But it's like those small wins. But when you have this big thing that you set, like, let's use drugs. Drugs is a good one. Or alcohol.
Yeah.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Weight. All of these ones. But let's say you drink too much. Mm-hmm. And I was with a lady the other day. She drinks every single day, two bottles of wine. this lady. Yeah. And then she takes Valiums to go to bed. Yeah. And I said to her, her name's Chrissy. I said, Chrissy.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, I just feel terrible. I said, well, why don't you stop? Oh, well, I don't know. I said, well, maybe stop. She goes, well, I don't actually really want to. And therein lies the quest. Mm. And it's the pain of falling off. There's pain there. But it's not until the day when you get so much pain that you go, yeah, this is not for me anymore. Yeah. And anyone who sort of just keeps going back there, they sort of, Chrissy is real, she's true.
Yeah.
She goes, they sort of don't want to. They might mentally go, yeah, this is not good for me. But they actually like the feeling of the first drink more than the feeling of the fresh day next.
Mm.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, 100%.
And funny enough, like when you set these goals, you don't actually account for it. Like everyone goes, like this guy we're listening to just then about his fitness, $1.9 million of whatever. It's like when most people, he doesn't have it obviously because he got, just generated that much money
at
13 years old.
Yeah.
But it's like when you set a goal that I want to be 80 kilos and you're 125, you don't actually get to see the amount of times you're going to fall off.
No way. No, you don't.
And the pain that's associated with that.
Mm.
But that's actually taking you to the bottom. So that's taking you to the bottom. I had a message 2 days ago, 3 days ago, by someone who's just like, oh, my son won't stop doing this, blah, blah. And I said, just leave him. Just let him hit the bottom.
Yeah, that's like, so true.
Let him hit the bottom and he'll decide at some point. You can go to every counselor in the world. You can go to every specialist around it. But until that desire has been hurt enough, you're just not gonna
yeah.
change. You're not gonna want to do it. But what I'm saying this for is the falling off is part of the process.
Literally. Do you think it's like, let's say if you're in a relationship, and you're with someone, right? And like they kind of don't want to be there, you can kind of tell you don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Like, this is just what I've witnessed from like kids, even kids my age, they kind of don't want to be there and they're young, and then the breaking point is when something bad happens, let's say one of their partners cheats on another, that's the breaking point. And that's what hurts the most. But if that didn't happen, you wouldn't have realized
still
that you
be there.
Be there.
Yeah,
so
totally.
What you're talking, that point where it's like so bad, but you need to go through that point.
100%.
Yeah.
The pain is actually, it's a funny thing. It's the pain is the motivator.
Mm.
And without that, it's just like vanilla. It's like, it's almost like when people stay in, you know, well, let's go on relationships, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And neither of us sitting
no.
in this room, let us make it clear that Broccoli or myself are not relationship experts.
No
we
chance.
Are probably the worst people on the planet
yeah.
to talk about relationships.
Just a metaphor.
However, we'll use, thanks Broccoli.
Yeah.
Do you even know how to spell that? No.
Not really.
Yeah. But it's oh, now I forgot what I was saying. But I was just amazed at that word you used. It's like when people stay in a toxic relationship and everyone on the outside can see how bad it is.
Mm.
But the people are in it and they're just there because they haven't actually got to that point where they're like, enough's enough. You know when a lady moves out, or good example, a friend of mine, friend of mine's daughter, the husband moved back in. He's got a drug problem.
Yeah.
And she said to me yesterday, I think I was on the phone to her, and she said her oldest daughter has moved out, really nice house, overlooking the ocean, blah, 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 and gone and lived in a refuge.
Oh, wow.
Gone and lived in a refuge, a woman's refuge.
A beach house.
She's like 19 years old, 18 years old.
That's insane.
From a beautiful house
yeah.
overlooking the beach because the husband's moved back in. Now, that's pain.
Yeah, legit.
That's pain. I'm going to choose a refuge over sleeping here because I can't stand the man that he is. Now, that's a really good illustration around falling off. How many times would she have fallen off over time? And what I mean by that is the husband moving in, moving out, doing this, whatever, just being around him. Until that point, boom, I'm going to move to a refuge. Stuff
yeah.
you all. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So falling off the wagon is okay.
Yeah, well, it's literally like your story. How many times did you fall off before you hit that point where you're like, bang, this
yeah.
is what I got to do?
Well, it's not until I was on Australia's Most Wanted, had nothing left, drug thing, whatever, walked out of court and went, the pain of all of that is so much, I rang my mate and said, I'm going to become Australia's best real estate agent.
Literally.
That's what I did.
Do you know when sometimes you see maybe boxers or fighters, or you see some people just in fights in general, it actually, so they start the fight right, and they're not as fired up, or maybe in a footy game, but it takes like a hit that actually hurts them, or it takes a punch in the face to actually get them really angry and really fired up.
Yeah.
Like a punch in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little the same thing.
For sure. Thanks for that weird analogy, but yeah. All right, let's talk about law of attraction quickly. We'll just spend a few minutes on this. Now, I reckon this is the undercurrent of success in business, success in life, and it's not just about, think your way into success. That's part of it. I totally get it. The emotional control around success, I reckon, is the reason that people become successful. I do. The market at the moment is not amazing. You know, people, I saw Tom Pendleton's post the other day, like, you know, people leaving, people driving, doing this, doing that. But there are people succeeding right now and succeeding in a big way. And you've got to ask yourself, why is that? Like, why is that? And this is not, I know a lot of people listen to this that are not real estate agents, but this is every single business. Like, I just referred another client to a plumbing person, you know, like, do I think about what's the plumbing market like?
No.
No, I referred that guy. Why?
I don't know why.
Because he's great.
Yeah, well, there you go.
He's great. I like what he does. So is it more about being great or is it more about the market? And to be great, who do you have to be?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Who do you have to be? Tell me what a great person looks like. Tell me what a great person who's invested in their job feels like. Tell me.
Just good energy, they're confident, hard worker, committed. Committed. Yeah.
So if I dealt with you right now, and you were a real estate agent,
yeah.
All right, and do I walk up to you and say, "Hi, Broccoli, my name's Peter.
Yeah.
Do you, how many houses did you sell last month?"
Like five.
Yeah, but you don't say that, do you? I walk up to you and say, "Broccoli,
yeah.
Can you help me?"
Right.
Yeah?
Yes, I can.
So it's irrespective of what you could have sold no houses. Like, yeah. You could be the worst real estate agent on earth, but you've had the best interaction with this one person today.
Yeah.
They don't know about how many houses you sold.
Yeah.
They don't know. Are you the best negotiator, worst negotiator? You're bringing you.
Yeah, literally.
You know? But what's that? You said it then. Energy, confidence, energy, steady, emotionally invested, present. That's what it's about. The law of attraction is nothing more than getting control of your inner self. Because your inner self will literally pull things into you or push things away. When you're worrying about things, and we all do it, I don't sit here as in some force field of no emotion, but it's getting control over it. When you worry about things, or when you're stressed about yesterday, or even in the future about something that's not even happened, you're actually damaging the moment right now. And it's that moment of interaction with somebody, as a real estate agent, as a business owner, as somebody just in general who's servicing somebody, it's that energy of the moment right now that will determine the next moment. And also that person's experience. You know, I referred that guy, David. So that I referred that guy to another agent. He could give him 300 referrals over the next 2 years if he took care of him. Did that guy I refer him to say, tell me about the last toilet he fixed?
Yeah, legit.
He wouldn't even have a clue.
No.
He'd just use him.
Yeah.
Can we make this thing a bit too complicated sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, let's simplify this. The law of attraction is actually getting a hold of yourself. It's getting a hold of yourself and getting in the moment of, I feel bloody awesome right now. I feel awesome because I've got opportunity in front of me.
Yeah.
I've got opportunity. We're making opportunity now, this podcast.
Yeah.
We're making opportunity. Like, you texted me 10 minutes ago, can we do a podcast right now? I didn't have time to do a podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it because it's opportunity that we're creating for us for later. Mm-hmm. We're putting the work in. Feels good when you put work in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
So if you feel good in the beginning, you go do your 31, you go get the kids to school, you go do this sort of stuff. You could sit there complaining about having to get kids to school, don't have enough time. Or you could sit there going, how good is it? I'm in Australia, just went to the gym, taking my kids to school. They're all happy and healthy. I come to work, I've got a place to work. Doesn't matter whether you earn 100 grand this week or enough just to get by. Who cares? You're getting by. You got enough. And just getting in this space of, let's actually do this thing. I feel bloody great.
Yeah.
I've got health. My cells in my body are working all in harmony. So I can see. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Someone walks through the door. Don't worry about the market. go and take care of that person and say, well, how can I help you? Let's get into your world. I'm going to see if I can solve whatever issue you've got. Because if you do that, that will bring another 10 people to me.
Yeah, because as you said, they're not going to walk in and they're going to ask how many houses you sold in the past. People carry that weight of, well, I haven't sold a house in a while. And that you're saying that brings into their conversation with the next new opportunity that could come up.
Yeah.
And if you're bringing that energy of, well, I haven't sold a house, then you're not going to sell the next house.
Totally.
Whereas, as you're saying, if you just actually make yourself into this confident, committed, high-energy person, then the next person you meet, they're not even going to have a chance to ask. They're already going to be invested in you. They're going to love you.
100%. Yeah, so you've got to get excited about what's coming.
Yeah.
You can't be concerned about what's been. It's an art, and it's an ongoing process for life. I went to a market opinion yesterday, but I went to his house a week before that. I didn't show him one thing, not one thing. No brochures, no nothing. Didn't sit there doing nothing. I just connected with the guy. The guy goes, I trust you. I think you actually give the right advice. He said, I want 2.5 million. I said, your house isn't worth 2.5 million. It's worth 2 to 2.2. That's where the market will respond. He said, funny enough, I got a bank valuation the other day at 2.1. I said, told you, that's where it's going to be. He goes, I reckon you're not going to tell me any crap along the way. I said, nothing. Shoot straight. That's all I'm going to do. I was real steady in that appointment. He sat there, he goes, I'm going to give my house to you. You've got the business. Mm. A few other things we spoke about. But can you see it's an energy game?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you don't just get complacent and don't show people things. You've got to be really prepared.
Yeah.
But it's in the preparation that the confidence comes.
Yeah.
So when you're feeling confident, steady, ready to go, that's the job. Excited about what's possible. You were down in the dumps the other day.
Yeah, literally.
Down in the dumps, grumbling around. Oh, I don't know, you know. Oh, I just feel like, you know, sometimes I just don't get excited about doing this stuff. Yeah, cool, Broccoli. Oh, I guess I'm only excited about doing Logan stuff. That's cool. Excellent, Broccoli. But let's actually... And then you watched a thing yesterday, a seminar,
yeah.
And you were pumped. And you said to me, oh, I can see what we're talking about now. Let's do this. And you were so pumped.
Mm.
Hold on to that pumpness,
yeah.
And bring it into each day.
Yeah, legit.
And that pump, I can tell you, Broccoli,
yeah.
If you're going to die next week, you'd start cherishing each day.
Yeah, 100%.
Doesn't mean you sit here filming me.
No, yeah.
But you would start cherishing the moments.
Mm.
And I reckon the law of attraction is nothing more than waking up and saying, how good is this? And then taking steps forward on the excitement of what's possible. If you learn to do that more than worry, complain, and look back, behind what's not going right, your life will actually start to find the rhythm and vibration of that excitement. And guess what will happen, Broccoli?
You'll get the life that you want to get.
You'll get exactly the life that you want. Thanks.
Awesome.